Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 34 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees.
KZ8YVF Mobile.
Good evening, Rod. KZ8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day?
Well, it went by too fast. Went by too fast. I was hoping to get more done than I got done, but that's life sometimes. I've got to get ready to go to Christmas practice tonight.
Well, fun. Well, I see Gas did another pogo stick today. Flying J's out here. When I came to work this morning was $2.79, and it's $3.25 again.
Well, that figures. I just wanted to raise it up because the most traveled holiday is coming up.
Yeah, I guess so. And I I don't really need gas. I got the Impala today, the car. The van I drove all last week, of course, that's not good on gas, so I'm down about 7 gallons in that. And my new car needed gas, too. It's under, almost down to a half a tank, but figured, well, I'd maybe drive that tomorrow and fill it up. But nope, it changed. So it went up again, 50 cents, and again, wide. Now AAA says, oh, gas is up 3 cents on average. Well, why did ours just go up 50 cents? I don't know. That's just ridiculous. But other than that, my day went by pretty quick. I really didn't do anything today. I updated, got information on 2 parts that I built last week and put up on the website, and the guy that needed it got me additional information so I could put more information up, and got that today. Other than that, that's all I did. I generally, for the most part, sat at my desk and twiddled my thumbs for 8 hours.
Well, that's not good. I guess it all depends how you look at that, but yeah, hopefully things pick up a little bit more than that.
Yeah, well, the reason for it is the boss was gone last week. He went on vacation out of the U.S. He was in Central America. And so I imagine he had a pretty busy day when he got back, all his emails and everything else. So he was not concentrating on loading me up with stuff. So I imagine tomorrow if he was able to wait through everything after 5 days off or 6 days off, I'll get more on my agenda coming up. But I figured, yeah, anytime he's away and he comes back on the Monday, usually there's not much that I'm going to have to do. So it's just kind of do some other odd things.
Yeah, well, look out. He'll make up for the rest of the week with that.
That he will, but I only have 4 days this week. I've got Friday off, one of my vacation days to use up before the end of the year, and got the Aries training on Thursday and then off Friday for the Christmas at the zoo. Weather, I didn't check it this morning, but I think it still had a chance of rain in the forecast for Friday, so if it does, hopefully it's early and not at night. That would kind of put a kibosh on things. I ordered some filament from Amazon. One of the YouTubers tested some of it, and this was fairly inexpensive, like $10 a roll with a roll on cardboard spools, but it will work on the Mother A1 printer that it just hangs on a spool holder. It's, you know, not enclosed or anything like that, so it should work. So I ordered a black and a white Pat G, and then they had a black and white, or just black and a white spool of PLA. Well, the black PLA came in. The white PLA was supposed to come, but Amazon sent me and said it's going to be delayed for the white. But I did get the Pat G 2-pack. Well, I opened the 2-pack and looked in there, and I had one black Pat G, and the white was a PLA. So they were supposed to be Pat Gs, both of them. And so I had to return that. That got sent back today, and they're shipping another package, so hopefully this one came from the company. Again, a Chinese company, but it's sold through Amazon. Hopefully I get both Pat G in the box, so that was good. So I know where the other PLA was. It was in the box I just had to send back.
Okay. Yeah, I'm A little frustrated, but I understand that all commercial flights are supposed to have resumed again today. So a lot of freight and stuff like that was delayed, which was putting a kink in other people's business as well. So hopefully that's all resolved and we get business back to normal. And I was expecting, like I said, a part for my blower, and I didn't get that because they canceled on me. No notification or nothing else. Just canceled, and I turned around and checked my email later on after I seen it in there. And so I had to reorder it, so now it won't be here until, well, it's supposed to be here tomorrow, but it makes it a little bit later. And I need that blower in order to have an attachment that I can blow the leaves out of the e-trough without getting on the roof, and I prefer to do that. I'm going to have to do that a couple times this year before the leaves are done falling.
Yeah, that's what I did Saturday. Saturday morning I had to go over to my old mother-in-law's house, that's now my wife's sister's house, and do that. So luckily I didn't have to get up on the second story. It's a two-story house. I only had to get up on the first, and usually the leaves are only in the front part of the house where there's where the trees are. So I did that. Was a mess. Had to blow the gutters out there, but I do get up on the roof and just walk along with the blower and blow them out and clean it, and then I blew the yard out too to clean that up. I looked on the second. I can see up there on the second story in the gutters, and they were clean. And years I've been doing that since my father-in-law passed away, that second story I've never had to get up there and clean out before. It just doesn't get up there. So that's good. And then I came home and did mine, and usually it's just the front, my garage on both sides, front and back of my garage that gets it. The rest of the house, since I took the trees down on the roadside, oh great, now they got Weiss closed, oh wonderful. So now I got to backtrack, I'm on Weiss headed that, and they got Weiss closed at Hermansaw. So I don't know what we got going here now, so I'll let you go here. I got to figure out how I'm getting home. We'll talk to you later. KCYBF.
Well, good luck finding a good route to get you home. And hopefully I'll talk to you on the net tonight. I'm hoping that I'm done with practice and back home before 9. KCYBF, KCVOA.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Okay, I'm back around here. I had to go. So tomorrow I'll have to take State Street down to, like, Woodbridge, because just past Woodbridge to the east of there, they've got it closed between basically whatever the next road is. Past Woodbridge there, Mason, I think. Mason down to Hermansaw, it's closed. And they've got basically all of the side streets, the ones that run north and south between Weiss and State Street. And they've got half of those closed still for consumers, although the road barriers are still up, but there's nobody out there working. There's no crews. There's no equipment. There's nothing else. They still just got half the road closed barriers still up. So they're making it difficult.
Yep, and if you got those barriers and everything else up and you're paying rent on them and everything, and that's expensive when you have them sitting out there and you don't get them off the road quick. So I'm surprised. Whoever they're renting them from should be getting them off quicker instead of letting them sit there and they just keep collecting rent. So that's a management issue there.
Yep, I guess so. Yeah, they've been working on putting in what I'm not sure what they're putting in down Weiss, and there are still a couple on. Normally I take Woodbridge. I'll take Weiss down to Woodbridge and cut back to State Street, and then usually coming home I'll take Michigan up to Weiss and come straight down Weiss, but I try and stay off State Street at 5 o'clock because it backs all up when you get down to the one lane there to try and get through the detour. So, there's been times I've been stopped at Woodbridge all the way to the Bay Road, just been stopped traffic trying to get through the Bay Road at the light down there and get into that one-lane construction. So I've been taking Weiss, and that's most, goes smoothly, but not today. That was, both of us, we turned the corner, guy in front of me turned the corner, and we both kind of stopped before we even got to the light, like, uh-oh. Now I'm going to get a feedback to State Street and then all that traffic again to try and get someplace. So, oh, well. Yeah, I was just going to try some different filament. This cheap stuff is about, like I said, about 10 bucks a roll for the PLA and $11 for the PETG just to see how it works on the other printer. So we'll test it out. He did some tests on it, said, it was good. Seemed to be good filament for the price, so something different.
Yeah, all you can do is keep trying and see what works and go from there. The printer may print really good and it may not on the other hand, and sometimes you just have to juggle the temperature a little bit and the feed, how fast you go. But all you do is keep trying. This is a hobby, it's not a job, so you don't have to have it the fastest or nothing else. It's just get her done and get her done smoothly and everything else. So I found out that I had Fleischer settings that could vary layer height as the print progressed in different areas. So I haven't ever tried that out, so I'm going to give that a try in one of my prints here soon.
Yeah, were you looking for on your Centuri Carbon for the color unit for that? Because I see now they've announced basically there's not going to be, they haven't came out totally and said not, but all indication is they're not going to deliver a color unit for that initial carbon model.
Yeah, I wasn't looking to have one on that. I don't do that much with color change, and if I do, I'm going to buy a unit with it. Now, the Centauri Carbon 2 does have that on it, and I still don't care for that MMU on there. And so there are other availability for that, and I could actually put one on my Prusa printer if I wanted as well.
Yeah, I just wondered. They said there was a lot of people who bought it because, the price is $399 for that printer, and they listed right off the bat that a multicolor printer, unit would be coming for it. It now looks like it isn't, but they still haven't ruled it out because just indication from a couple of YouTubers that read the PR release for it. Basically, it sounds like the whole motherboard would need to be replaced because it doesn't have the capability. And then some of the earlier models didn't have the jack on the back to attach the color unit, where some of the later models got upgraded with it, and the LED light got updated with it, and a few other things. So I was looking at possibly getting one of those just for a single color. But when Bamboo put their sale on, I got just the A1 to run single color, and that's what I've been doing. So why I'm doing multicolor, I can be doing a single color part of my print on that one and the multicolor on the other one. And like I said, I got a bunch of gifts and things I'm trying to get together for Christmas here, and then my wife threw in that friend of hers wanted some snowflakes. So in between things yesterday when I got time, I on the other printer, the A1, I was printing snowflakes. So that's why I wanted the white PLA, the cheap stuff, to print snowflakes with, so I wasn't using my good Bamboo stuff to print just snowflakes, but that didn't turn out. I didn't get it, so. All right, Rick, we'll talk to you on the net tonight, and I'm just pulling into the driveway here in about 10 seconds, so we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF with KC8DOA.
Okay, Ron, like I said, I'm hoping to make the net tonight. Practice is going to get out. It's going to be close tonight, I know that. So we'll talk to you later. KC, be away.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 34 degrees.
All-Star Link Test, KN63V, Loveland, Colorado.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 32 degrees.
This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. I'll be taking pre-net check-ins. If anybody wants to do pre-net check-ins, please call KFA-EDQ.
Hey, KCI, Justin Oakley. No traffic.
Roger, we got you, KCI. Any other check-ins, please call now.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec KF8EDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net, but is open to It's open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. I have a question of the evening, a topic, as you say, for tonight's net, and I think it's fitting for a 9 p.m. net, and it's inspired from another net that I heard recently, and I think it's a good one. So the question is, it's about habits, and it is about you have to list two habits, one that you would like to keep and one that you would like to get rid of, good or bad, just one you want to keep, one you want to get rid of. And we take three rounds of check-ins here. We do short mobile time in and outs, and then Echo Link, and then regular check-ins. So with that being said, at this time, I would like to take check-ins for those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City, no traffic, I'll be in and out, 73 guys.
Roger that, we got you KE8PCQ Dave, who's short time in and out, 73 Dave. At this time, let's take any Echo Link stations. If you're on Echo Link, please call now. This is KF8EDQ. All right, no Echo Link stations. At this time, we'll take regular check-ins. If you are a regular check-in, if you can hear this and you have your license, please call now. Please call KFA-EDQ.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, KCABOA, Rick, Saginaw County, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is TD8MMH, Mike, in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, in Frankenmuth Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-BAZ, Mini, Burt, no traffic.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw Township, no traffic. I think I'm going to be in and out tonight, Mike. Thanks, 73s.
All right, let's take a break there for a moment. I have K8KCI Jeff from the Prenut. I've got K8PCQ Dave in and out. I've got KC8VOA Rick. I've got KC8YVF Ron. NAEUI Tom. KEAMMH Mike. NAKPR Bob. KD8PAZ Mini. And W8DW Dave, who is also in and out, 73W2. Are there any other stations? Please call now. All right, very well. Nothing else heard. With that, we'll get on with the net. First up, we'll have K8KCI from the pre-net. Jeff, what is one habit that you would like to get rid of and one that you would like to keep? We've got KE8PCQ up on deck, so go ahead and take it away, Jeff.
Good afternoon. I should say good evening, everybody. It's slowly dropping temperatures. And we hauled in some wood today. But bad habits, good habits, they're all habits. I really like to get rid of the eating late while I'm watching TV, because that's probably my biggest one. And one I like to keep, too much radio. So I guess we probably all got that one. The better half would like to work on that last one, but I think I'd keep it. So no, that's probably it. So back to you, Mike. This is K8KCI.
Yeah, we got you, KKCI. Yeah, this is KFAEDQ for radio identification. Excuse me. Cognizant eating while conscious. paying attention to what you're eating will get you a long way, and counting every bite and really savoring every single one. But sitting in front of the TV when you're not even paying attention to your food, that's a sure way to overeat. All right, we got KE8PCQ Dave up next with KC8VOA Rick on deck. Never mind. Dave was in and out. All right, KC8VOA Rick, you're next. KC8YVF, you are on deck. So, Rick, what are your two habits?
Well, first off, good evening, Mike, and thank you for doing the net tonight, and good evening to everybody on the net. My first habit I would like to develop and have before me is to be conscious of what I'm eating. And the other habit I'd like to eliminate would be overeating. Those would be the two biggest ones, and that would have a lot of impact on my health overall. And second, a little announcement here is Wednesday, the 19th, is winter Skywarn training. It is on GoToWebinar, so you need to register ahead of time to get on there, and it runs from 6 until 8 p.m. So that's something to put on your calendar if you so desire to do that. And I'm sure Ron's got a couple other announcements there. And tonight I am one and done, so I'm going to say 73, everybody. TC8BOA.
Roger that, 73. Take care, KC8BOA. The diet, it may be a popular habit to get rid of. This is KF8EDQ. Let's take another station break really briefly, and then we'll get to KC8YVF, Ron. If there's any stations that would like to join the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We've got KC8YVF up next with NAEUI on deck. Daron, what are your two habits, one you'd like to keep and one you'd like to get rid of, and what else would you like to share with us?
All right, I guess like everybody else, my habit is seafood. I see food, I eat food. So my problem is snacking late at night. I will eat dinner, and I'm like, we sit in front of the TV at night, just my wife and I, so we'll sit and watch the news at night and eat dinner. I'm eating less and less at dinner, so that's a good thing, and not eating, you know, smaller portions anymore because I just can't eat a lot anymore. But it's at night, it's kind of, I'll have a little bowl of ice cream or I'll have a few potato chips, but if I do, I used to grab the whole bag of chips and sit down, and I'm watching TV, and next thing I know, I'm reaching in the bag, and the bag's gone. So I now at least put them in a bowl so it's a measured amount and put the bag away, and then once that whatever I put in the bowl is gone, that's all I get. But it's doing that, so that's going to be kind of a common thing, I guess. One habit I'd really like to keep is breathing. That's a good thing. I've had a cold here for like the last month and a half. I got rid of one. I basically got one back. It got in my lung or in my throat, and yesterday's net, I could barely talk. I got a little more of a voice today. So I would really like to get keep breathing and get rid of these colds as well. I haven't had one in like a year and a half, and now I've had like two back-to-back. So that's not a good thing. Let me break. Couple announcements here. We have, let me get on my list so I know what I got here. Coming up Thursday is the next Aries training out at Harry Brown Airport, 7 o'clock. We're going to be doing some tips for operating from the field. And I mean, you know, not like out in the field. It's when you get deployed and things like that. So when you're out away from home, you're doing the directed communications. This was a training we haven't done in probably, it's like 2012, I think, was the last time I looked that we did this. So kind of a review of that for new people, and that for the people that haven't been, you know, new to that point. So that's what we're going to have on Thursday night. Mike's coming up here, so we'll let him talk about Friday night, what's coming up there. And hopefully we get some good participation for that. So that's what I've got for the first round, Mike. Thanks for the poser question tonight and for doing the net. KC8YVF, back to net.
Thank you, KC8YVF. I got a chuckle out of your breathing answer because it's kind of related to one of my habits that I'll bring up. I'll do it at the end. NAEUI, you are next. KV8MMH. I'm pretty sure it's KDAMMH, right? You're on deck. Tom, what are your two habits? What would you like to keep, and what would you like to continue doing? Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is AEUI. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well tonight. Taking it out. Been some nice weather, some breezy weather, but I managed to collected some of the, most of the leaves last Thursday afternoon. It was Wednesday afternoon, and of course by the weekend a lot of them blew back into the yard. So I'll tackle it again on Wednesday with the lawn tractor, and I'll bag them up. Eventually they'll peter out because most of the leaves, like I said, are coming from. I said this last week's net, but most of the leaves are coming in from the neighbors to my north. They're renters, so they don't really care about their yards. You get my drift. So I just keep raking the leaves up. Eventually, most of them be depleted. Hopefully, their lawn care person will come, hopefully, and clean up the leaves in their yard. But all the leaves are off on our trees, so. And let's see, let me break real quick. Let's see what else. We went out to lunch with friends of ours. We hadn't seen them in about a month, so we got together and had lunch with them. And then we went to our granddaughter's basketball game on Saturday morning. And then my wife and I, yesterday, we went to a matinee in Bay City, the movie Nuremberg, with Russell Crowe. He plays Hermann Göring. He was second in command to Hitler. He surrendered to the Americans after the war, and there was the Nuremberg war crimes trial, and it's based on a book that came out, I don't know, years ago, and Russell Crowe, what I read about Göring, he was very arrogant and very narcissistic, and he played the character very, very well. And anyways, he only played in Bay City. I thought he'd be in Saginaw, but it was in Midland and Bay City, so we drove to Bay City yesterday afternoon and watched the matinee. I enjoyed it. My wife came with me. She's not really a history buff. I am. But she actually enjoyed the movie too, and she just could not believe that that people could have be so depraved against other people to do these kind of things in this concentration camp. So she just couldn't believe it. So, anyways, I'm gonna toss it back and catch us all in the 73 round, and we'll talk again. So, is any? Oh, I'm sorry. One more. Yeah, the habits. Okay. My good habits I want to continue are eating healthy and watching my weight. Exercising, and a couple years ago I lost 45 pounds of weight, and I gained a few pounds this past summer, and I'm bringing it back down again. I'll get back to my weight of about 185, 187 pounds, so I'm almost there. So, and as far as the negative or bad habits, I like to keep those to myself. But anyway, that's my good habits. I like I said, eating healthy and exercising and watching my weight. So. Anyway, I'm going to toss it back and catch us on the 73 rounds. And NAEUI.
All right, NAEUI, Tom. That's just fine. When it comes to the leaves, I tend to just chop them up and with the lawnmower and let God deal with them. But congratulations on the weight loss. And yes, I do hope that you keep up with your. I hope that you keep up with your. Your weight goals, and yes, bad habits. not everybody wants to share. I understand that. All right, KD8MMH, you're up next. NAKPR Bob, you're on deck. Mike, what are your two habits? Hopefully, your arm's feeling a whole lot better too. All right, over to you, Mike.
Okay, KF8EDQ, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Yeah, thanks for asking about the arms. Doing much better. Started physical therapy here a couple weeks ago, stretching the different exercises to get it back in shape. Seems to be doing fine. As far as the habits, the bad habits, well, like everyone else, probably the bad foods, the cookies, candies, snacks late at night, whatever. Probably the other bad habit is... spare time, wasting time playing games on the phone, solitaire, free cell, things like that, when I could be getting other things accomplished. It's a bad habit. As far as the good habits, probably ham radio, keeping busy with that and help out when I can with all the club activities. That I would say that's a good habit, enjoyable there, so that would be the good habit I'll keep. The announcement, like Ron was saying, yes, this coming Friday evening, the 21st, is our annual Holiday in the Heart of the Cities event. That'll be taking place from Well, roughly we start setting up between 4:30 and 5 in front of Children's Zoo there on Washington at the end of Ezra Rust. Runs until roughly 8:30 or so when they start the fireworks for the event. We have Jim Wade's coming again, who's been doing this for a good 25, 30 years now, sending Santagrams by way of old-style telegraphy, Morse code telegraph, like they used in the old railroad stations. He sends the Santagrams up to his friend up in Fairbanks, Alaska, who in turn, when he gets them all together and compiled, drops them off at North Pole, Alaska, to be delivered to Santa Claus. So it's always a fun event, and we can use help. We can use help setting up, tearing down, and especially taking the actual Santagrams. Not hard at all. Basically sit there at a table, fill out the Santagram. Kid tells you what they want for Christmas, two items. You write it down and pass the Santagram down to Jim, and he in turn does the telegraph up to Alaska with it. So it's easy, it's fun. We'll have coffee, hot chocolate, and keep our fingers crossed the weather holds out for it. And then afterwards, we take Jim to, usually we've been, the last couple of years, we've been going to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, take him out to dinner afterwards. So it's a fun time, and if you can come stop by and help out, that's Friday night. Let me break for a second. Friday night from roughly 4:30, 5 o'clock up until 8:30 or so is when we start tearing down. If you can come out and give us a hand, we'd appreciate it. It's a fun event and very rewarding. So that's all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Mike, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Hope to see you, some of you out Thursday night to the airport for the Aries training, and hope to see a bunch of you out to in front of the Children's Zoo for Friday night for the Holiday in the Heart of the City event. This is KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mike. Thank you for letting me do the net. I really appreciate it. It's kind of fun. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net. Let's take a station break really quick. If there's any stations out there listening and they'd like to join our net, please call now.
KF8DRC.
NTN, in and out.
All right, I caught two stations there. We've got KF8D, Detroit Rock City Jack, and we've got NANTN, who's in and out. Thank you for joining and checking in. All right, that brings us to NAKPR Bob. You know, we really got to get your all-star node going because the guys on the OAR repeater, man, they like to chum it up over there. So I got one of my all-star nodes connected to it all usually, and I've done it a couple of times. I've set up a couple of nodes now, so I should be able to send you an email with like step-by-step instructions on how to build one. But what are two habits, one you'd like to keep and one you'd like to do away with? NAKPR Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Mike. You're best on the net. And hello, Jack. First time I actually heard you on 2 meters since you got your license. Welcome. And I spoke to you on GMRS before. But anyways, let's see here. Yeah, well, you know, Mike, as far as the All-Star goes, I went as far as I signed up, I got my nodes, I have my nodes, I think that's what you're going to call them, and I got the numbers for them or whatever, but I got to a certain point, I'm trying to set things up, about imaging something on my computer, and I didn't know what I had to image and didn't really know how to do it, so that's kind of where I was at. But habits, oh, let's see here. It sounds like a common habit, and I'll have, as soon as I heard it, as soon as the first operator mentioned that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a bad one. Eating at night. I'll just see something and say, ooh, that sounds good, and kind of stick it in my mouth. But, yeah, I got to stop that. I need to lose about, 20-25 pounds, and get at least back down. I'm 6'4", and, well, actually, I think I'm closer to 6'3", now. I'm almost 70, so I'm kind of like, I think I lost it in some places. But anyways, I'd like to get down about 230, 235 or so. And I guess ham radio, I'm on it every day. My wife calls it an addiction. I just call it an enjoyable hobby. And but I'd like to play my guitar more. The guitar is sitting right next to the radio, you know, so all I gotta do is swivel the chair around and grab the guitar and start playing. Got the music sitting right there too, so, which I do occasionally. I should do it more. I want to get better at it. You can't get better at it unless you practice. And I do have a question. What time is the Aries meeting this Thursday? I did either missed it or it wasn't mentioned, but what time is the Aries meeting? Back in that, and AKTR.
Gotcha. Does anybody have the time and the location of the Aries meeting this week? This is KFA-EDQ. Please call now.
KC8YVF. Meeting's out at Harry Brown Airport in the conference room. It's at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. on Thursday. KC8YVF. Back to net.
Thanks, Ron. Hopefully that gets you. It's at 7 p.m. then, Bob. We'll catch you further on the 73 round. K88PAZ Mini, you're up next with KF8DRC, you are on Jack. You are on deck, Jack. K88PAZ Mini, what are two habits one you'd like to get rid of and one you'd like to keep? Go ahead.
Well, good evening, KF8DDQ. This is KD8PAZ. Say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here. As far as bad habits, I've already started giving up potato chips and cookies and cakes and all that. I've been getting away from that stuff. So I used to sit here and like everybody else and eat that, and I try not to eat after 4 o'clock. So anyway, the good habit is amateur radio and doing my puzzles. So other than that, not doing much. I went to Fort Wayne Saturday, had a good time there. So anyway, didn't buy anything at the swap, but I bought a T-shirt afterwards. We went to the donut shop, which my daughter bought all the donuts. So other than that, I try to stay away from that stuff now. So this is KD8PAZ, back to KD8EDQ.
All right, thank you, KD8PAZ Mini. We'll catch you on the 73 round. W8DW was in and out. KF8DRC Jack, you are next. And then I will be on deck. So I'll take my turn after KF8DRC goes. So go ahead, Jack.
Well, good evening, everyone. And Mike, thank you for running the net. You sound good, as always. And I don't have too much to say except that cold weather is coming soon. And like I say, I bet in the second week of February should have a big snow day. And that's all I have for today. And again, Mike, thank you for running the net. And thank you for letting me in on this net, always. Everyone have a good evening. KF8, Detroit Rock City.
All right, thanks, KF8DRC. Take care. We'll see if you're still around on the 73 round. If not, that's okay, too. Thanks for checking in. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net.
If anybody would like to join our net, please call now. All right, I'm just going to go. This is KFAEDQ, Mike. A habit I would like to kick someday is I do like to smoke cigarettes, so I know that's not good for me, and my doctor also, is not pleased with that habit. So someday I'd like to continue breathing, like Ron says, and smoking is poking holes in my lungs isn't exactly helping that. So one I'd like to keep. There's so many I'd like to keep. I thought initially early to bed, early to rise. I do like to go to bed early, and I do like to wake up early. Eating. I like to stand of all things. I stand while I eat at the table in the kitchen. There's a perfectly good stool there. I never use it. I'm usually standing, and I'm trying to savor every bite. It seems to help with satisfaction when I count my bites, and I like to see how full I feel after how many bites of food I take. It's fun to me. I don't know. Another one I like to keep curious. I like to learn about things and whatnot. So I like to stay curious, and those are the two habits I share. That's it. We're at the top of the list again. And we'll through the 73 round. K8 KCI Jeff, are you still out there for the 73 round? Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike, for doing the nets, and everybody for joining and participating. It's great to have all the people on here so that we can keep this net just rolling. But I think them habits are all good. Sound like we all got that problem with that I see food. I like that, Ron. That's me. And then I forget. Imagine that. Yes, I did the bowl thing also with the help of the wife. So hopefully that'll work. Other than that, we're going to say 73s. We'll be back to you guys, and we'll see you guys Friday. I'll be there 4:30 and be waiting and helping in. So this is Kay, KCI, back to net.
Roger that, KCI. 7-3, and we'll talk again. KC8YVF Ron, you're up next with NAEUI. You're on deck. Ron, go ahead for the 73 round.
Good evening there. Good evening again, Mike, and everyone on the net. Well, this week I got a short week. I got Friday off from work. Use up some of my vacation days to end the year here, so that's a good thing. Got at least part of my Christmas lights up yesterday morning while it was fairly nice out yet and fairly warm. So I got them up around the top part of my house, up the peak of that. It's easier if I can get up on the roof to do those, so I'm still doing that, getting up on the roof, cleaning gutters, doing that. As I get up in age here, I got to stop doing that. Yesterday, I was up climbing up 12 feet in the air up the side of a pole barn to nail in headers because the young guys, the 30-somethings, couldn't quite figure out what they needed to do. So Dad had to supervise, and when they couldn't figure out to do it, I got up and I nailed in 60 feet worth of headers at 12 feet in the air. So I'm not paying for it today. That's a good thing. My foot hurts a little bit because I really needed to use some boots instead of the shoes that I had on to be standing on the four bys. But it was what it was. It's nice to be able to do that. My head still thinks I can do all of this stuff, but the body keeps reminding me every once in a while to cut it out. But that's the way things go. Hope to see some of you on Thursday night for the meeting out at the airport. Friday night out at the zoo. I haven't looked at the weather tonight. I know a couple of days ago they had rain in the forecast, so if they still do, hopefully it's in and out by the time the zoo helped or comes at around 5 o'clock. We'll be doing set up about 5, and it starts about 6 o'clock, runs to about 8:30 or so. So rain would really put a kibosh on things. People can deal with snow and cooler temperatures, but when you throw rain in there, that's not fun to do that. And it also makes the parking lot a mud mess, and that happened a few years ago. They were pulling people out with wreckers and tractors and everything else because they sunk in the grass down there at the park. So that wasn't a good thing then, so hopefully we don't run into that. And for me, at least this week, like I said, I've been doing some 3D printing, trying to get stuff done. I've always got somebody requesting something now, so that's what I've been doing. I'm on request and still haven't got to the things that I need to get printed. And I even bought a second printer to help out with the load. So again, tonight while I was sitting here, both printers were going, trying to keep up with the printing tasks that I have now. So that's the way it goes sometimes. So 73, everyone, have a good week, stay healthy, and don't eat too much of that seafood, and we'll talk to you next week. In KC8YVF, back over to you, Mike.
All right, very good, Ron. I'd like to make it to that Aries meeting, but I have a prior engagement. I don't know, I think... You know, I'm still pretty new, and I haven't looked up most of this information. So getting involved with Skywarn or Aries or something like that is something that I'm, you know, moderately interested in. But I'm already volunteering on Thursday with Ducky. I usually go out to Bay City on Thursdays with my dog. But I'll have to ask you more about that 3D printing stuff when you're on your way home from work one of these days. This is KF8EDQ with Annette. NAEUI Tom, you're up next with N8KPR Bob, you're on deck. Tom, what do you got for the 73 round?
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NAEUI. Not much else. Speaking of Christmas lights, my wife and I were talking about yesterday. She doesn't want me on the ladder anymore, stringing the lights along the house, around the house and everything. So, I don't know, we might compromise and just string some lights on our fence. We live on a corner, so we got a nice long fence north and south, and we can string some lights. The fence is only 6 feet tall, 5 feet tall, 5 and a half. That's easy to get at. You can string those lights. And maybe just put some floodlights that you put in the ground and just splash some colored lights on the house and on the garage door. That might be all we do. We got some shrubs in the front yard, too. We might string a couple strands of the shrubs. And, of course, we got two vertical pillars on our porch. And we put a spiral design on the pillars. We do that every year anyways, but just to be this easier, just to spiral the strings of lights down the pillar. Let me break real quick. And let's see, I think tomorrow, today I was out in the yard cleaning out my shed because I got to make room for the snowblower, get my smoker and my gas grill in my other shed, and just putzing around the yard today, better part of the afternoon, and I think tomorrow I'm going to be doing some other things, I'm trying to think, there's always something going on, I'll probably be putzing around in the garage. Clean out the garage, get some leaves, I gotta get to the garage, I'll get leaves that migrate themselves into the garage, I'll get clean that out tomorrow. And that's about just basically getting ready for winter. That's all we got going here. So I'm gonna let go say 73 to everybody, and catch you all hopefully next Monday night, and hope to see most of you this Thursday night at the Aries meeting. So until then, this is NAEUI saying good night. Take care.
All right, 7-3, Tom. We'll catch you again next week. NAKPR, Bob, you are up next. KD8PAZ, Mini, you are on deck. Bob, go ahead and take it away.
Was MMH next, or did he sign out, Mike?
He said 73 already, so at least I put it next. If he's still out there, I put 73 next to his name, so I'm pretty sure he said 73. At KDA MMH, did you want to go for the 73 round?
I was one and done. I'm just listening to some other stuff back here. I hear you.
All right, gotcha, Mike. All right, NAKPR, Bob, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I must have missed that part. A lot of times I do two things at the same time. I don't know why. It's just a habit. Maybe it's a habit I should quit. But, well, I did get something accomplished today. I got my eave troughs cleaned, and after... luckily, I have a ranch, so it's just single level. But I still got to crawl up and down like an 8-foot ladder. I have an extension ladder, which I used to use to get on the roof. But I haven't done that in a long time either. My wife says stay off the dang roof. And but I've been climbing up and down that thing probably 3 dozen times. And I have one section of my house where the leaves get really heavy because of a maple tree I have there. So, and if the wind's coming out of the west, which it has been lately, and it's been forceful, so it just packs the leaves in there. And, you know, I try to take a blower up there. I used to just get on the roof, but the wife says, you don't want me up there no more, so I got to do this. But I think next year I may be getting some gutter covers because this is... climbing up and down that ladder that many times, it's like, you know, it's just tiring. It's tiring. Not as young as I was once was, but other than that, the yard's got a few leaves floating around in there, but not worth starting to drag up and suck them off, so I'll just leave them there till spring, pick up the rest of the debris at that time. But thanks for doing that, Mike, and yeah, if you get a chance, my email is good at QRZ. And so if you get a chance, yeah, send me a step-by-step. Like I said, I get to this imaging part, and I'm not sure what they're talking about. But I do have my notes and all that kind of stuff. So, 7-3, everybody, have a great week. And I'm going to try and make it to the Aries meeting this Thursday. But I don't think I have anything going on, and I'll write myself a note. But with that said, 7-3s and Beck Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, Roger that, NNKPR. I'll look up your email and I'll see if I can't put some documentation together. I can send you some document like links to places that will show you step by step. The imaging usually is probably talking about downloading the Pi or the All-Star image and putting it on a SD card. So that's something you physically have to do on the computer. But I'll go over that in an email. KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next. W8DW was in and out. KF8DRC, you might be on deck if you're still around. KD8PAZ Mini, it's your turn for the 73 round. Go ahead.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I don't have much more for the net. I'm glad to hear everybody in here tonight and all of their bad habits and good habits. So anyway, other than that, talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8 at EDQ.
Yep, Minnie. KD8PAZ Mini, we'll talk next weekend. Take care. This is KF8 EDQ for radio identification purposes. KF8 Detroit Rock City Jack, are you still listening for the 73 round? If you are, go ahead.
Yes, Mike, I'm still listening. Well, there's not much really to report. I dug my gutter a couple of days ago, and it was really going up and down and up and down and on. You know, it was too much work. It was very too much work. Then you have to know what you're doing there when you clean up everything, and then you got to come down and clean up from down too. And that's work. That's a lot of work. But otherwise, I didn't go deer hunting this year at all, because a lot of things, you know, had to take care of around the house, and that's all I have for you. Again, everybody have a good evening. KF8, DRC.
Thank you, KF8 DRC, Jack. Thanks for calling into the net. For everyone that doesn't know, I met Jack in the GMRS MI8 network back when I first started radio, and you know, he's kind of he's the reason why I became a ham to begin with, because he's like, well, you know, tell me about the radios that you have. And they were all analog radios, and he's like, you don't even have a digital radio yet. And I'm like, well, I don't even know what digital radio is, and now look at me. Oh, geez, the habit just gets deeper. The hobby just gets deeper. All right. NTN was in and out. We're at the bottom of the list, which brings it to me. KF8EDQ. What's going on? I don't know. I ordered some new prescription sunglasses. I've never had prescription sunglasses before. I got those ordered, so probably get them in another week or so. Let's see. Ducky goes to the nursing home in Bay City on Thursday, so they put us on. We've been showing up there so regularly that they put us on the event schedule, so now there's like a group of people that are always sitting and waiting for Ducky to come. So sometimes there's as little as six and maybe a dozen people there that, you know, and there's others that come and pass and give her a little bit of attention. But there, you know, she draws quite a crowd. I went and walked dogs again this last weekend. I putzed around on the computer quite a bit this weekend, and work has been settling down a little bit. My boss is on vacation, so things are a little bit more lax than usual. And then I put in a vacation request for December. So I requested off December 1st and every Friday. And between those days and the Ford holiday weekend that they usually give, that they always give us, I'm only going to be working 11 days next month. So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be pretty great. Right, we are at the bottom of the list. Let's see. We ran through all of our check-ins. My bad. I apologize. I should have broken. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net? If there are, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KF8EDQ. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 7-3, everyone.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.